Federal judge in this case, Tanya Walton Pratt, lived up to her tough reputation. Citing Fogle's extreme perversion and lawlessness, she went beyond the sentencing guidelines and even what prosecutors were seeking. Fogle was emotional as he apologized during a four-hour sentencing hearing. It included the reading of text messages, in which Fogle offers top dollar to those who could connect him with minors for sex. The younger, the better, he wrote, followed by an LOL. Fogle said in court he wasn't thinking through what he was doing at the time. U.S. Attorney Stephen DeBroda says Fogle can't control his demons. Fogle lost 200 pounds while a senior at Indiana University on a Subway diet. The company took notice and centered a decade-long ad campaign on him as an ordinary guy. But behind that public persona, he spent thousands of dollars a year on prostitutes, and he received hundreds of secretly made nude images of children from the head of his foundation. Fogle had personal relationships with some of those children. Fogle was immediately taken into federal custody. Pratt is recommending Fogle be sent to a facility in Colorado so he can continue to receive sex and substance abuse treatment. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.